Shall we clap for them again, please? Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord again this morning. Yesterday, we were here with the youths, with the singles, because this weekend has been tagged Relationship Weekend. And so we had some sessions yesterday where we began to look at the theme for the program, which says the glory of the sons and daughters of Zion. And this morning, by God's grace, we're going to run up the meeting. And I want to thank the Lord for the privilege that our senior pastor, our father in the Lord, Pastor Ayobami Salami, has given to us to minister here. And I want to thank God for Mrs. Ologunde. It's a privilege to be your forerunner again this morning. Mrs. Ologunde preaches. She's a woman, a female minister. But she preaches with the voice of a male minister. You will enjoy listening to her. She will come up after now. Praise the Lord. And I'd like us, please, this morning to open our Bibles again. Proverbs chapter 31. Yesterday, we considered what and what we believe from the scriptures is the glory of the sons and daughters of Zion. And we brought out 4 points that tell us what our glory is as youths. The first one, we said, we have time on our side. Our glory is our time. The time on the calendar. We still have time. Every young man, every young woman here, there is a future for you. We considered from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, where it says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. Some don't remember their creator until they are about to go to their grave. It's a privilege that God has given you, that from your childhood, from your youth, you have known the Lord. You are in the church. You are in the house of God. You are privileged to hear the word of God. You are privileged to pray, to relate with God. That's one of our strengths as young people. Number two, we open to that scripture where it says in the book of Proverbs again that the glory of young people is their strength. And we pointed out the fact that it's strength in every ramification, spiritual strength. Because in 1 John 2:14, it says, I write unto you, young men, because you are strong, the word of God dwells in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. And then it's mental strength is there. Our youths are intelligent, brilliant. Not only that, we talk about physical strength. Physical strength, you still have it. That's your glory. The glory of young people is their strength. We moved ahead and we considered the third point, and it's the fact that as young people, our glory are the elders we have over our lives. We're not just talking about fathers and mothers at home who gave birth to us. There are fathers and mothers in the church we can look up to and we can run to. There are people who don't have whom to run to in time of distress. But when you find yourself in a church like this, and you have pastors, you have leaders, you have men of God, you have women of God, you can run to, that's your glory. And finally, yesterday, we opened to the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, where we said that the glory of sons and daughters of Zion is in purity. And we're going to continue from that passage this morning. So please, again, if you have your Bible, I'd like us to open together Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. It's on the screen. Thank you. Shall we all read together verse 1? 1, 2, go. The words of King Lemuel. The prophecy that his mother taught him. Let's stop there. Why? The words of King Lemuel. From Genesis to Proverbs. I have not seen King Lemuel until chapter 31 of Proverbs. But in chapter 31 of the book of Proverbs, Lemuel came up and began to speak. And the Bible says, these are the words of King Lemuel. And you know what? When a king is about to speak, you need to listen. Kings are men in authority. Kings are people who occupy lofty positions. You find them in the top rung of the ladder. And the Bible says, these are the words of King Lemuel. And you know, I wish the Bible would just jump immediately and start to tell us the words of King Lemuel. But not so. Look at something after that. It says what? The prophecy that who? Is that in your Bible? Who taught him? The prophecy that his mother taught him. May God give us mothers who will raise kings among us. Mothers are teachers. Maybe not in the regular school, the conventional school. Mothers are teachers. The best place to begin to learn is at home. When you miss the school at home, your only hope of learning is in the church. Lemuel, while he was born, had this privilege to be taught by his mother. And it's a lesson for every mother in the house. Don't hand over your child to any teacher outside until you have taught your child. But not just mothers, fathers are also teachers. My mother taught me so many things, and so my father also. I learned so many things from my parents. Good lessons on about life. And I know my children are learning from me. So it says, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. Children, learn to receive instructions from your father, from your mother. Learn to listen to people that God has placed over you to teach you. Kings are raised first, not in the universities. Kings are raised from where? From the home. You may be here this morning and you did not have the privilege to be raised in a good home. Why not make up your mind? The Lord, what I miss, my children will not miss it. It's a decision. Maybe you were taught by outsiders. You were raised by strangers. You can decide today that my children shall learn about God, about life, first from me. Television will not be their teacher. The social media, the digital space will not be their teacher. I will be their teacher. They will not learn about sex watching films. They will learn about sex from me. Most parents find it very difficult to teach their children certain lessons on life. We prefer to teach outsiders and ignoring our own biological children coming out of our womb. The mother of Lemuel never failed to say, "My child, sit down and I'm going to teach you." Fathers and mothers, it's relationship weekend. Let's have a sound relationship with our children. We can start all over again if we miss it somewhere. I have four children, and my children are my friends. We play together, we talk together, we fight, we quarrel. Sometimes when you see me and my children, you think we are classmates. Three of them are taller than me, except one. But I'm grateful to God that we are friends. My son can call me. I said, "Did you watch that match?" I said, "Which match?" "Did you see how Ronaldo played?" I said, "Which Ronaldo played?" I was far away in Akwa Ibom, and he was calling me from Akure, "Daddy, look, Real Madrid is going to win this match." And I said, "Let's watch. Let's wait and see." I play with my children in a compound, play football together. And my neighbor's children will come, and they went back home and challenged their father. Evangelist Oki plays football with his children. You don't play football with us. Make your children your best friends. The prophecy that his mother taught him. And then in verse 2, he says, "What my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows." What's the instruction in verse 3? Everyone, please, let's read verse 3 together. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 3. Shall we go? 1, 2. His mother gave him that instruction. Not when he became a king. You don't prepare for war when war has broken out. You prepare for war in the time of peace. Students, you know, you don't prepare for exams in the 2 weeks break given to you to read. You start to prepare for exams from the beginning of the semester when your lecture starts. Crash program will not make you an excellent student. I tried it in my part one in the university. I didn't succeed. At the end of my first year, my GP was on pass. I didn't send me out. I carried my books, my bag. I said, "It's not worth it." My father told me to go to theology school. I don't know why I came to UI. But one of my friends said, "No, you are brilliant." One of my lecturers called me. "Who helped you to write your WAEC?" I said, "Nobody. You wrote it once and you made distinctions like this." And I start up again. My part two result up. Part 3, up. Part 4, super up. But you know what? Part 1 spoiled the whole show. What matters at the end matters at the beginning. Lemuel's mother didn't wait till Lemuel will ascend the throne. She began to prepare Lemuel for the throne right from his childhood. When I came in here yesterday and I cited this vision and this niche mandate, so glad to see this. God wants to raise people from the church who will become, in the words of the senior pastor, the visionaire, streetwise apostles. Hey, of what use is your Christian life when it is limited to the four walls of this church building? The Christianity you practice that cannot come out of your heart and impact your world is fake. Jesus only spent 3.5 years and he changed the course of history of the world. He made impact. Everywhere he went, we sing it in a song, he was doing good. Everywhere he made his impact. God wants us to raise kings from among our children in this church. If you are in this church as a child, as a youth, I want you to know today, the top rung of the ladder is your place. Lofty positions in the society are your places. Don't sit down and condemn yourself to the base. There is more space up there than below here. And Lemuel's mother started early, began to instruct, began to teach, began to give advice. And the advice is this: let every young man and every young woman listen to this advice. Don't turn your back on what Lemuel is saying. Like I said at the beginning, there are people you listen to, people who have seen it all. I like listening to people like Solomon. The Bible talks so much about Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes. You know what Solomon said? Solomon said, I returned and saw under the sun. That's a man to listen to. He said, I have returned. You know the meaning of that? He has gone. He has gone. He has seen some things you have never seen. Had some things you never had. Experienced something you never have experienced. And it's better you listen to him. What's the advice his mother gave him? Do not give your strength. What did we say yesterday at your strength? Number one, your tie. Number two, physical strength. Number three, the elders around you. Number four, your purity. Do not give your strength to who? To women. If you ask me to interpret that, I will say this to young people. Do not give your strength to sexual immorality. Do not give your strength to fornication. Do not give your strength to premarital sex. If you have made the mistake before now, don't ever go back to it. The time of ignorance, God win that. But now, he's commanding every man, repent. Don't go back to your vomit. Don't do what you used to do. Hey, Sonny Okoso was the one who sang it in a song. Then since I gave my life to Christ, the things I used to do, I do them no more. The places I used to go, I go there no more. The things I used to say, I say them no more. Why? Jesus came to my heart. I've met him. I've seen him. I've known him. Don't give your strength to women. It says, what else? Don't give your words to that which destroys kings. From his childhood, Lemuel was told. It was inculcated into his memory, hidden in his heart, stamped on his forehead. You are a king. Hey, some don't know who they are. You are a king. Don't give your strength to women. Don't give your words to what destroys kings. Hey, do you know how many potential kings have been destroyed by sexual sin? How many could have risen up in our generation? How many could have been solutions to the problem we face as a nation and in the world at large? But they were cut down, cut short, reduced by sexual sin. Hey, history is littered with the woes of men who got involved in sexual sins. Hey, Esau was the firstborn. His was the birthright. His was the inheritance. The covenant God had with Abraham, established it in Jacob, and to continue it was supposed to be carried by Esau. But the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 15, verse 16, it said, let not one of you be like Esau. There are examples you don't follow. There are people whose ways you don't walk in. Who was Esau? A fornicator and a profane person. Who is a profane person? Somebody who has no regard for holy things. No regard for God. No regard for the plan of God. No regard for the purpose of God. No regard for his inheritance. And I see some young men and women who says, what are you talking about? Purity on my foot. Holiness, come on, forget it. Let me enjoy my life. Later in life, I will come back. But it will have been too late. He sold his birthright for a morsel of meat. By the time he began to seek for it, the Bible says he sought for it with tears. He didn't get it again. He didn't lose it that day. He lost it when? Many years ago. Most people who never came up in life were dragged down years before they were disappointed. Don't do today what will stop you from climbing up tomorrow. Not just Esau, Reuben. Unstable as water, he was told, you will not excel. He said, you went up to my couch, you defiled it. What you call the pleasure of sin will bring you down. Hi. At the time, the Bible said God began to cut Israel short because of sin. Sin cuts short. Hey, all have sinned, Romans 3:23, and have come short of the glory of God. My desire in life is to attain the height that God created me to attain unto. It's to reach places God ordained me to reach. But when sin creeps in and you allow sin in your life, you are reduced. But this morning, you can take up the challenge and say, it's going to be a new day for me. Finally, as we round up, verse 4. If you don't have verse 4 in your Bible, you carry the Quran here. Help me check verse 4. Are you there? Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. It is not for kings. Hi. Lemuel. It's not for kings. You are a king. This kind of dress is not for you. Hey! This kind of words coming out of your mouth is not for kings.
Aye.
These thoughts running riot, running wild in your mind is not for kings.
Aye.
This hairstyle is not for kings. Cheating in an exam is not for kings.
I used to have a secretary working with me in the office. He had to retake his WAEC. He had finished polytechnic education. He went back, wrote WAEC, and he came out with 7 distinctions. And he brought the result. Come and see praise worship in my office. Alive, my Savior. We thank God. We praised him. The following day, his conscience would not allow him to rest. He said, sir, I did that exam in Miracle Center. My mother paid so and so amount to get this for me. My friend, change here. He didn't listen. He traveled to the UK. A one-time president of a campus fellowship divorced his wife. Has been married about 5 times as I speak to you. Then he was arrested. What? He used a German's passport. The passport belonged to a German. He used it to work. And he was arrested. When they told me, I said, I'm not surprised. What he didn't conquer here, he can't conquer in the UK. You think UK is the way out? No way. It is not for kings.
Ah! When your body tells you, commit sin. When the attraction of the world, when the pull of the world is strong, tell yourself, no, it's not for kings. It's not for queens.
You don't need to go to King's College in Lagos before you know you are a king.
You don't need to be an alumnus of Queen's School in Ibadan before you know you are a queen. The Bible says he has made us kings and priest unto our Lord, and we shall reign here on the earth. Turn your back on sin, young man. Young woman, say no. No. I have a future. I have a glorious destiny. I can't sell my inheritance. I made a mistake once. I cannot repeat it again. Shall we rise up on our feet as we pray? Thank you. Can you wave your hands to the Lord and say thank you to the Lord? What are the things you need to reject? Can you say to the Lord from today, Lord, this attitude, this thought, this kind of words, this kind of conversation is not for kings. Can you begin to say, Lord, I reject it in my life? Close your eyes and open your mouth and pray. Lord, I reject it. I reject it. I reject it. Don't keep quiet. Pray. Say something to the Lord.
It's my prayer every day. Father, draw me nearer, draw me nearer. It's my song, it's my song every day, Father.
It's my prayer.
It's my
Can you close your eyes wherever you are? Just one call. You want to say, Lord, give me a new beginning. A new beginning. Can I see your right hand up? Wherever you are, you want to say, Lord, I need a new beginning. Yes, I can see your hand there. God bless you. You want to say, Lord, I need a new beginning, a fresh start. Raise it up properly. If you are raising it up, can you join me here in front quickly? Just come forward here. You are saying, Lord, I need a new beginning. I need to start afresh. It's my song. It's my song. Every day. Father, draw me. Can you place your right hand on your chest? And say to the Lord, it's a new beginning for me. It's my song. It's my song. Every day. Oh, Father. Come on. Tell the Lord, draw me nearer. That's my prayer. That's my song. Reverend Chas Ologunde. Come on, sing it again. It's my prayer.
For those of us who are in front, and for those who are in the congregation who are not bold enough to come out, I want you to start to make a commitment with God this morning. Some of us made this kind of commitment several years ago, and we have never looked back. There must be a point in your life when you make a concrete commitment and say, this is the final step I am taking. I am not looking back again. Can you make such commitment with God this morning? So, Lord, I am making a covenant with you concerning my life. I will not trade my kinship again. I will not trade my kinship again. For whatever, I will not trade my kinship again. Speak to the Lord this morning and say, Lord, I will not trade my kinship again. I want you to open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. If you're going to reign as a king, the king that you have been called to, you need to purge yourself of worldly pressure that is going to reduce you from reigning as king. I want everybody in the congregation to pray this morning. Lord, push me of worldly pleasure that will reduce me from reigning as a king. Open your mouth and pray this morning. In the name of Jesus. Repaka sanderebo shtunorubo sete. Jema sanderaba kosoto. Rushtenerebo sotonoruba kanda. Repako shiderebo sotonoria. I purge myself in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I release myself for purging this morning. I release myself for purging this morning in the name of Jesus from every worldly pleasure that will not allow me to reign as king upon the face of the earth. I purge myself. I purge myself. I purge myself. I purge myself in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to open your mouth and say, Lord, fill me with your glory, the glory of sons and daughters of God. Fill me with your glory. After purging, it is the glory that you need. Fill me with your glory, O God. Fill me with your glory so that wherever I go, people will see your glory upon my life. Fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory. Fill me with your glory, O God. I yield myself unto you. I yield myself unto you. Fill me with your glory. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can make a commitment with God this morning. Commitment with God. I give myself away. A commitment with God this morning. I give myself away.
I give myself away. So you can you.
I give myself away. I give myself away. Give myself away. Almighty and everlasting Father, we pray for all the singles in the house. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that everything that defies, that you purge us from them this morning, in the name of Jesus, we receive strength. We receive strength to say yes to your word at every moment of our lives, in the name of Jesus. To say no to fornication. To say no to the spirit of drunkenness. In the name of Jesus. To say no to vices in the society. In the name of Jesus. I commend, O God, into your hand. For those who are in front here, that Lord, you open a new chapter in their lives. Open a new chapter in their lives. Write their name in the book of life. Even as they give their life to you this morning, write their name in the book of life. In the name of Jesus. Though your beginning is small, your later end shall be great. Can we jam our hands together for Jesus this morning?